ever really need to do to relieve suffering is to discover, to accept, and then release whatever it is that has blocked our conscious connection with that divine source of all life. You can call that God, Great Spirit, Goddess, Universal Spirit, or simply a higher power. In my experience, it doesn't matter what we call it, but it does matter greatly that we call on it. Because what blocks us is often unconscious, that is, below our current level of awareness, we need a power that is bigger than ourselves to begin releasing whatever those blocks are and to begin embracing our God-given birthright to feel whole, to feel happy, and to be at peace inside of ourselves. Both Sage and I have come up from those depths of despair and addiction and self-loathing, so we know it can be done. And we hope that you join us here every Wednesday, 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern, on 88.3 FM or online at WAIF883.org to discover how you can raise yourself up and live the life you've longed to live. Feeling connected with our divine source, with divine power, and taking action from the deep, unconditional love that it offers, that lives right inside of us, that can and does heal every type of suffering. So each week on Inner Divinity, we focus on what works, on what helps, on what really matters. We hope that you and all your friends join us every week and discover that divine spirit alive and well inside of you. I know it's in you, because without it, you wouldn't be breathing. When spirit leaves the body dies. And until then, each of us carries that divine spark of life, along with the power and the love that it holds, right inside of us. And because of that inner divinity, we can make a choice. We can discover the power to rise up out of depression, addiction, victimhood, or any other suffering that we've been participating in. There's never really anything that we need to get or gain in order to experience love or peace or joy or wholeness. There's only stuff to let go of, the stuff that has blocked our awareness of already having all of that living right inside of us. So we begin that journey each week on this show with a little music to uplift our spirits, to remind us of what is true and holy. There is also a Facebook page for this show called Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. And we'd love to hear from you on that page. Tell us what you'd like to hear on the show. Send us your favorite music. And most importantly, tell us your story of growth and if you'd like to share it on the radio. We thank you so much for joining us, and we hope you stay tuned today as we explore practical ways to live a happier, healthier, more spiritually connected life. Here's some music to get us moving on that divine journey. Enjoy.
Child of life, a daily expression of that life. Right now, forever will be inside of me, standing as one, one. We will stand as one for humanity. We will stand as one for humanity. We will stand as one for humanity.
We will stand as one for humanity. Clear about who we are and what we desire, and that is our focus every week. And we are so delighted that you have joined us today. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to WAIF 88.3 FM in Cincinnati, and we are live streaming at WAIF883.org. Our show is Inner Divinity, and we are here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, sharing with you the countless ways to live a happier and healthier life. And my name is Sage Woman, and I am here today, and we are going to be talking about the heart chakra. We've been kind of just really diving into the energy vortexes, and we're now reached that all-encompassing heart chakra. And today we're going to dive into some of the experiences in life that can be heartbreaking and that can shatter us into pieces, and how we bring that back together again, and really learning about what is the human side of love, and what is that spiritual high heart love. Stay tuned, and we'll definitely talk about ways that we can open and unblock the heart chakra, and also talk about that huge part of my life and journey, which is all about self-love and walking that path of unconditional love and unconditional forgiveness for self and others. But before we go deep into that discussion, I just want to remind everyone out there that we are a listener-supported radio station, and we are so thankful for those of you who support this show, Inner Divinity. And if you've ever thought about underwriting, underwriting is a great way to get your business message out there, and AIF can help. Call one of our underwriting experts today at 513-749-1444 or 513-961-8900, and they will guide you through the process of underwriting. It's easy, and the rates will not affect your budget. They'll be helping your business, and WAIF 88.3, what radio is meant to be. And if you feel called to underwrite this show, Inner Divinity, and support the host of this show, Reverend Louisa Dyer, and myself, Sage Woman, feel free to message us on our Facebook page or give us a shout here at the station. Okay, so I want to open the show today in a celebration of Maya Angelou's life, of one of her quotes that I felt has deep meaning to love and forgiveness, because they are many times interchangeable. Her quote is, "You can't forgive without loving, and I don't mean sentimentally. I don't mean mush. I mean having enough courage to stand up and say, I forgive. I'm finished with it." It does take a lot of courage to forgive yourself. It does take a lot of courage to forgive someone else or a situation, because we tend to feel that everything outside of us is what controls us. And when we get right down to it, the truth of the matter is the only control that we have is of self, and how we act and how we react to situations that come to us in our lives. And the heart is such the beating force of life, right? It is everything. We are consumed with love. And sometimes the word love can be taken into so many things that really deeply are not centered in love. We've all experienced the emotions that love can bring us, from bliss to joy to that feeling of we've broken in two, from happiness and joy or pain and grief. The human experience, we are all spiritual beings. We are. And we are here on planet Earth, incarnated into human form, so that we can feel those emotions of the humanness of life. And everything seems to connect to that heart. The heart chakra is right there in the middle of those lower chakras and right there in the middle of the higher chakras. It is that bridge. It's located right where your heart is. And to talk a little bit about the logistics, so to speak, of the heart chakra, you know, maybe you feel that there's a relationship in your life that you're having trouble with. Maybe you're having trouble with your own relationship to self. Perhaps you're feeling lonely, or you have a hard time connecting to others in a meaningful way. Do you have a broken heart or an emotional wound that won't heal? Is there someone, including yourself, you'd like to forgive? And are you on a path of spiritual growth? Would you like to rise to a higher level of compassion and non-judgment for self and others? If any of those things resonate with you, it might be the perfect time to open up and just take in this information and keep what serves you and let go of what does not, and keep an open heart and an open mind of some ways maybe to clear and balance your heart chakra. The heart chakra is the fourth of the seven chakras. And it governs our ability to love unconditionally and to heal. And when you balance and clear your heart chakra, you can grow spiritually. You can dissolve that myth of separateness. You can forgive yourself and others, connect deeply to others, and open your heart to the universal love, the love of the all-encompassing, however you want to call it, your connection to higher self, to God, to Goddess, to Christ consciousness, to open to that that always is here and always surrounds you, and open your heart to the human love and have healthy relationships, to rise above anger, jealousy, and rise to a higher consciousness, and to really experience a deeper inner balance and inner peace. So it really boils down to being able to step into the place of love and self-love. And I think Marianne Williamson also has an amazing quote that I want to share with you. Love is what we are born with. Fear is what we learn. The spiritual journey is the unlearning of fear and the acceptance of love back in our hearts. That's big. That's really big, because we learn fear. We learn fear. And it's my experiences in life that I have lived my life basically from two places, one of fear and one of love. And fear is that place that keeps us tied to the past or worried about the future. It keeps us bound to that inner critic, that self-doubt, that limiting energy, that lack. And it clouds our vision of our true heart, higher heart, spiritual love, which is liberating, not confining, which is open to allowing it to flow, and it's non-constricting. And in our humanness, sometimes we confuse love with ownership and love for another to be what makes us who we are, or the love from another is what defines us. That's when we get in a big world of mess. And so some of the things to think about when we think about that heart of ours, that heart energy, the heart of our essence, the key words that are associated with the heart and the heart chakra are unconditional love, healing, connection. It can relate to compassion, healing, divine love, self-love, relationships. And when we integrate the upper and the lower chakras with that middle chakra, the fourth chakra, the green chakra, we bring our body and spirit and mind together. With that fourth chakra, we start to move beyond the focus of the separate self toward a focus on relationship and connection. We start to reach for the heavens. We understand that love is within us, and to love self first is the only true way to be loving and passionate with a detachment, because we don't have any control on whether someone loves us back or stops loving or leaves the planet. That is not in our control. And when we give that falseness of love of self based on what we receive from someone else, we are setting ourselves up for a great deal of sadness. And it does not mean that we should not love. Of course we should. We are here to be loved. But that high heart love is one that is able to be detached from whether or not we receive that love back. And that can be hard to understand. You know, we are human, so we love and take our love back, and we fall in and out of love. But do we really? Is love something we can really fall in and out of? Maybe on a human level, maybe on a superficial level, perhaps on that thought that when we love from someone else that makes us a better person, makes us more inclined to take better care of ourselves. But again, when that is our link to love, we're putting all that power in something or someone outside of us. And it's natural. It's human. And I get it. Been there, done that. And I have to stay present in my heart center. I have to stay present with my connection to my Creator, to God, to Goddess, at all times. But I, too, lose that sense of self and begin to think that my essence is based on someone else's love for me. And that's when we become closer to feeling victimized if someone chooses to not be in love with us anymore or chooses to move in another direction. You know, that is the... A lot of the issues here on planet Earth revolve around that lack of self-love and looking everywhere else for love, because that's what we're taught to do. We're not always taught to form that sense of relationship with ourselves first before we're really truly able to receive and give love without attachment. And when I say that, I don't say it that we aren't loving and living and giving passionately with everything we have. We are. You got to. But with that detachment of knowing that we don't own anyone else and we are not in any position to govern someone else's feelings or not, we can set up boundaries, respect. When we're in a relationship, we have to be able to know that there are things that we choose to live by in that relationship. And if it changes, we have to be able to change with it. A clear and balanced heart chakra is essential, really, to ongoing spiritual growth. And it does support a healthy relationship on an earthly level. But on a spiritual level, it dissolves the myth of separation and brings integration and wholeness to our entire being. The love of the fourth chakra, the love of the heart, is divine love. Love as a state of being, and it brings with it a deep sense of inner peace. So in the center of that essence of love and that divine love of being love, not fear, means that we choose to be present in our thoughts, in our words, in our action, and we make empowered choices with the thoughts that we bring into our mind and the emotions that we sit with and the actions that we take. And that requires spiritual strength, spiritual maturity, spiritual intelligence. And many times it takes our heart breaking wide open and feeling like we're going to die and feeling like we can't move forward and that there's nothing to live for, because everything that we loved or love has been taken away. And I'm not going to lie, it does feel like that for sure. But at the end of the day, we have to go to that place of spiritual love, the connection with Source, that mighty, mighty, mighty energy of love that moves beyond all the definitions of a Hallmark card, all the definitions of the declarations of love days out there. It goes to the center core of loving ourselves unconditionally as we are, with everything that we might think is a flaw or a mistake or a past decision. Get over it. The past is gone. And that is free will. Can I say that? I say it to myself, really, because my journey has been one of many broken hearts, many destructive hearts, many, many, many relationships that I chose to be in that I thought would make me a better person or make me heal from all the self-doubt and wounding that I experienced as a child, which were out of my control. And You know, my belief system is before I incarnated into this body, pretty much said, give it to me all, man. I want to feel it, live it, breathe it. I don't care what it does to break me because I want to rise above it. And I've gotten it. Oh, yes, I have. I'm in gratitude at this point in my life. I wouldn't change anything. Every time I've given my power away to another person, to a drug, to an addiction, to that inner critic of thinking I wasn't worthy or not enough, has led me to the place of getting on my knees and surrendering in vulnerability, which is strength, to that higher power, that higher self, that God, that creator, that beautiful spirit that knows no conditions of love, no boundaries of love. And when you step into that place, because you have nothing else to do, you break into that place of that beautiful, almost indescribable love that is connected to your deepest soul of who you really are, who you continue to be when your body leaves and your soul continues. I live on this planet like everybody, so I feel every bit of chaos, every bit of just confusion, and every bit of falseness. But I go there without judgment. I go there with an openness and a belief that everything is as it should be, and it is my free will, and it is my choice how I look at those things and how I let those things affect me. I can't stop things from happening, but I can definitely make choices in the moment that rise from that sense of love, the verb, free of guilt, free of hatred, free of judgment, criticism, free of jealousy, free of lack and limitation, free of the fear of not being good enough, not having enough. You know, that's ridiculous. We are born with everything. We are born in the likeness of spirit. We are spiritual beings in this human body, in this human condition, to return to that love being on this planet, to raise the vibration, to be the light, to connect the dots. It has to start within. It's an inside job. And if I can tell you, I know no matter what I go through every day, that it's within me to make the choice to be that light and be that love. No matter if someone leaves me, stops loving me, no matter if my human heart breaks into a million pieces, knowing with the grace of God, the love of Creator, the all-encompassing, amazing beauty of the universal light, that I will be okay. And that is really what it's all about. So we're talking about the heart chakra. We're talking about life and love and connection and spirit and how we walk through this beautiful journey from the place of love and not fear. I'm going to take a little moment here to play some music, and I'm going to play a song by one of my favorite female artists, Lucinda Williams. I love her music, and this song is Born to be Loved. So just take a minute, maybe go into the silence with this song, and call in your connection to source, call in your spirit guide, your angels, call in the love of God, of Goddess, to surround you if you're in pain or if you're suffering. And remember that suffering and pain is real in the human sense. But when you melt into it and allow those feelings to simply be and ask for that great energy, energy of God, the Spirit, Creator, to come in and fill you with that limitless love. And you relax into it. You surrender into it. You quiet your mind. You stop saying, I can't. And you say, I will, and I am. So I'll be back in a few minutes. So enjoy.
Thank you.
88.3 FM in Cincinnati, live streaming at WAIS883.org. Thank you so much for being here with us today for Inner Divinity, where we focus on spirituality and personal growth in practical ways and happier, more peaceful lives, and learning how to discover and honor and then live from our deepest truth. And today we've been talking about the heart chakra and being open to love. And yes, we just listened to Williams with Born to Be Loved. And thank you so much for listening today. And we definitely are always so excited to be here. And just, I'm Sage Woman, and I'm an intuitive, a spiritual life coach. And I'm just grateful to be sharing my thoughts on love and self-love and the importance of looking within and being compassionate to self and others. So again, welcome back. Today we are talking about the heart chakra, and I also want to remind everybody that we'll be back next Wednesday. We're here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. The host of the show is Reverend Louisa Dyer, and you can find out more about her on her website by the same name, and she also has a Facebook page. So definitely, she's got an amazing meditation that you can download for free, which is always a great place to start in becoming silent and going into that place of connection to source, back to that place of self-love and feeling powerful, not powerless. So yes, I also wanted to share a couple things with you about the heart chakra. And we've been talking about things that when our heart is shut down for whatever reason, it's tough. And I hear so many people say, I can't go on, I have nothing, I can't love myself, I can't bring in love. And you know, guys, I get it. When we can't, we can't. And the more we say we can't, the more we won't. And it is tough. In the deepest, darkest night of the souls and despair, when everyone has left us and we're just wondering, why are we here? It's almost the toughest time to go within. We want to go without and go crazy. I get it. And be self-destructive or destructive towards others or blame everybody else. But truth of matter is, our future is created by everything we do and say today. And as an intuitive, I'm not a fortune teller. I'm just not. I just know that what I think, what I say, what I do is what creates and co-creates the life that I'm living. And going back to the past is where we hold that grief and resentment and anger and pain and maybe abuse. And the future is where we worry and have our fear of anxiety. So those places can be as real as you want them to be, but we have to take a stand to become victorious and realize that we cannot do anything about the past and the future is not here. So in this moment, at 2:44 on the 28th of May, we can make that choice to step into that power, empowerment of owning our own self. And that begins with being conscious and empowered and surrendering sometimes and letting go, and letting God of other things that you cannot change, and that's anything outside of you. All you can do is step into that place of honoring that you have the choice to come from an empowered place of thought, word, or action. So some of the ways that you can clear and balance your heart chakra, I'm going to give you a couple ways that, you know, if one resonates, then do it. You know, you don't got to do them all, but there are many different ways that you can begin. And one is choosing to forgive, choosing to move on, and that is surrendering, and that opens your heart. You can go out in nature. I spend a lot of time in nature. You can go for a hike. You can go and meditate. You can just walk and take in the beauty. And how can your heart not open when you open your eyes to the sky, the sun, the clouds, the stars, the trees, the flowers? I mean, those things just move and sway on their own, don't they? You know, spend time with children or your animal companions. And really, I know that animals can be a great teacher about unconditional love and great models for opening our heart chakra. And I just had one of the biggest experiences of my human heart breaking on Friday. I had to make the decision to put my beautiful, best four-legged friend, Butterscotch, who's been my Yorkie companion for 15 years, it was her time, and I prayed she would go in her sleep because I didn't want to make the decision, but for whatever reason on my life's path, it was something that I was meant to do, and so last Friday, just spending time with her and communicating with her and thanking her for unconditional love that she shared and showed me, I had to go really hard into spiritual love and let her go. And I feel the pain right now. And that human pain and suffering is very, very real. But when I breathe in and I trust the higher love, I know that she's in a better place. And for that, I am grateful. And for that, my heart opens. You can also forgive someone. Just let it go. Make a list of everyone you think who loves you or loved you, living or dead. And love is always in the current, always present, even when a relationship has ended or a person has died. Let the love sink in. And try to keep awareness of being loved in the forefront of your heart all day, like a warm glow. Yes. One of the things that I do often when I'm feeling sorry for myself or I can't get out of my grief or my sorrow or my humanness of feeling that love has been taken away, I will perform an anonymous random act of kindness. It's so cool to be able to give small, but just doing it anonymously, and there's so many ways of doing that. Pay for someone's coffee, they don't need to know. Let someone move in front of you in line. So just, there's so many beautiful ways that you can give to somebody, because we don't know what anybody is going through. Many of us mask our pain and suffering, and we don't know from the outside looking in where that person has been or where they are in the moment. And that beautiful kindness, that beautiful warmth of opening your heart, even to strangers, because we're all one, is a beautiful way to open that heart chakra. Yes. And maybe reconnect with an old friend. Let them know what they've meant to you. Volunteering is amazing. You know, if you think you have nothing, go volunteer. Go volunteer at a food bank or a homeless shelter, really, and withhold judgment. Try to learn something from and see the divine spark within everyone you seek to help. And remember that every time you look into the eyes of anyone, no matter what you see on the outside, when you look into those eyes, you're looking into the soul, you're looking in to the high heart love, and you're looking into the eyes of God and the eyes of Goddess. Remember that. And remember to just don't judge. Don't judge. We don't know what each person's reasons are for incarnating in the body they have and what they're here to learn and teach without judgment. Yes. And I think some affirmations that are always wonderful to say, is I am loved. I am loved. I am love. I forgive naturally and easily. My heart is full. I am open to love. I give and receive love freely. I forgive myself. I am at peace and I have so much to be grateful for. So when we begin to feel like we have nothing or are nothing, get your gratitude journal out. You are living. You are breathing. You are alive. You are alive. And you have the choice to make each day count. You can sit in victimhood all day long. That is choice. If you're an adult, you can make the choices. You don't have to be a victim any longer. If you were victimized as a child, you didn't have the opportunity, perhaps, to make choices to get you out of that, but now you do. Don't stay in that place. Let it go. Let it go. Open your heart. When you forgive, you don't have to forgive the action per se. Forgive at the soul level. And forgive yourself. We are the hardest on ourselves. We are so critical. We feel we have so much to live up to. We talk about our mistakes, our shortcomings, what we don't have, what we aren't. If we say that to ourselves over and over and over, how are we ever supposed to feel and be loved? So begin there. Begin with your own self. Look in the mirror and get rid of that inner critic. Truly, look for the things in you that are love. And let go of the false things that maybe you've been told or you've heard or you've made believe to be true. And let it go. We have that gift of free will. If we choose to suffer, we suffer. And I'm not saying that suffering isn't real. Oh, honey, it's real. Been there, done that. I suffered all week long. I didn't even think I could move. I missed my doggy so much. And I still do. But I release that. And I am in gratitude for the 15 years I had. And I honor missing her. And I honor the grief. And I don't try to shove it down. I just sit with it and let the tears flow. But know that she's in a better place. For sure. We hope to see you back here next week from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern Time on 88.3 FM. Or you can go online at www.WAIF883.org. Find us on Facebook, guys, at Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. Love to hear from you about what you feel about the show, your comments, your story, perhaps what you would like Reverend Lisa Dyer and myself to talk about on one of these upcoming Wednesdays. You can also download, like I said, the free guided meditation to help you connect with your own inner divinity on Reverend Louisa's website, which is louisadyer.com. And you can also get all of the archived shows. So anytime you're feeling down or lonely or blue, go to the archive radio shows. There are tons of topics. One will fit where you're at. And turn it on and don't suffer alone. Turn into something that can maybe make you think a little further than the moment of suffering. You can find me, Sage Woman, on my Facebook page, or you can find out more about what I do and who I am on my website, and that is connectingwiththegoddesswithin.com. So, yes, and I want to leave you with a couple of things here. And one of the things to remember is that you are the embodiment of human energy on Earth. And with one thing to do and be, and that is love. You must love yourself unconditionally before you can receive or love selflessly. Without loving yourself, it is impossible to come from love. Lack of self-love is the root of all lower vibrations stemming from fear. There are two emotions to live by on Earth, love or fear. Lower frequencies such as anger, greed, lack, dis-ease, violence stem from fear. The higher vibrations of bliss, abundance, joy, happiness, creativity come from love. Sometimes when we come into this human form, we forget to cultivate a personal relationship with ourselves, and we're immediately taught to focus externally. That is better to love and please others before our own selves. That is a collective illusion. Yes, it is. It is impossible to always please someone else. you know, I'm incapable of being someone else's happiness and joy. And we find out early that a great deal of heartache comes from looking outside of ourselves for love and acceptance. This is how love is misused. Love is simply a vibration of non-judgment, forgiveness, and compassion. We find true love when we truly love ourselves. Once we have forgiveness, once we have stopped chasing the illusion that someone else loving us is going to validate who we are, we begin to take ownership for our perfect self. Yes, love is simply a vibration of non-judgment, forgiveness, and compassion. So I leave you with that. I leave you with light and love. And, yes, I do. And I look forward to a beautiful week. And as always, we'll send you out with our connection with being love, being love, being the light. And have a great week. All right.